group responsibility to the group, not just responsibility for yourself. The value of respect is there in, I'm sure, how she treats her students as well as the content of what she teaches. These are fundamental, I feel, fundamental native values that differ in some instances from non-native values, and I know it better from what I think of my own values, what I was taught. The things that I've learned at Tuksuk, they often, on Nelson Island, they often strike me because they're very different from the way that I was taught as a kid. My folks' main thrust when they were raising me was for me to be independent and off on my own. When my husband and I decided to come to Alaska, they were happy that that happened. Sure, they were going to miss us, but the whole burden of raising me was so that I could be all off on my own. They were glad to see that I'd finally accomplished what they'd set out to do. I was an independent individual. My parents as elders, and now they're living with my grandmother, who's 90 years old. I've never referred to them as elders before. They're getting up there. I think they qualify. They expect to be left on their own. My father will say, I don't want or need your support. And that's really, I mean, they want to be in their old age. It's just a very different framework that within which I was raised. It's different in some ways. Humans are all the same, but there are some differences there. I think Native Alaskans have a lot to teach non-natives, and I actually, not to get mushy, but I think that's what part of what meetings like this are all about, not just clarifying issues for the Native community, but it really does, I think, in some of the good news coverage, KSKA broadcast all of Martha's talk over a 20-minute period yesterday at noon, which I thought was a wonderful, helpful for folks that were listening, for non-natives and natives alike in Anchorage. That kind of thing seemed to me to be very, very positive, and one of the good short-term as well as long-term outcomes of meetings like this. So there is this issue of education, which I've given sort of some of my views. I would like to hear more on this issue from the panel here, but before I hand back the microphone, I also think that this issue brings up the issue of unity. There's an ambiguity, I think, in what's been talked about over the last couple days